Last person in line here. Thank you so much for your patience, ma'am, is Barbara, calling us from Ording. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, I keep kind of putting this off to say anything really about it, but I've noticed a lot of times when I am just finished eating, my nose starts running like I've disturbed something going on, you know? And I do have something going on, but I was wondering if that was causing it, you know, the motion of my jaw and my throat, you know, because I do have phlegm, you know, in
it's
my
usually,
throat.
Yeah, I hear you.
And
it's
my
usually,
nose, I think. And
I hear
I
you,
know.
Ma'am. But it's not usually the motion that's causing it. It's usually something else. And the most frequent something else is either airborne allergy or what hides itself is food allergy, and both of those can cause the accumulation of mucus and phlegm in the nose and the gut. The airborne is more obvious because usually we sneeze somewhat, and with the food allergies, we don't sneeze at all, but we just have a chronically clogged up nose. Now, I'm not going to tell you for sure that's what it is, but I always start with looking for those things because so frequently that is what it is. Now, if it isn't that, it could be a low-grade infection, and there are some things people can do about low-grade infections, and one of the most effective, which actually makes the nose even runnier for 2-3 days, is good old Bernard's solution, potassium iodide, because potassium iodide, it accumulates, among other places in the body, on the membranes that line the nose and line the lungs and so forth. And one of the best things a person with, for example, chronic pulmonary disease can do to keep from getting infected all the time is to use potassium iodide. But in this case, if we're chasing an infection, we make sure never ever to use the iodine, because we got to use a high dose if we're chasing an infection. We make sure never ever to use it for more than 3 days. Then that's all, and we got to stop. And how much do we use if we're chasing an infection? Well, usually about 10 drops in as much water as we want. It could be in tea, too. It doesn't matter, just so it's in liquid. And that has to be done about every 3-4 hours while we're awake. And sometimes it's just cleared by the second or third day. I'm sorry, the second day, and we don't have to use the third day. But the big deal again, ma'am, is you never, ever, ever use it at that dose for more than 3 days, and you just got to quit for a long time because you don't want to suppress your thyroid.
Well, your instructions kind of have been going in and out. I was just wondering if you could repeat it again. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying. First, make sure you don't have allergies, because those will be ongoing until you get them worked on. So you check with the doc who knows about allergies. You can check for inhalants and then check for foods, or vice versa, whichever. Now, after that, if it doesn't seem to be an allergy, and that's after that, check for that first. Then for low-grade infection, and this sounds like it might be that too, then the potassium iodide comes under the trade name of Bernard Solution. Made in Bernard was a Toma dispensary. And it's named after the doc who discovered iodine back in 1812 or something like that. I'm not sure, but his name was Bernard. Anyway, and that stuff we can only use for 3 days at most at a high dose, because we could suppress our thyroids if we take it for longer. So I'll tell folks, well, you use 10 drops in as much water, as little water as you want, and you got to do it every 4 hours while you're awake. And very frequently, the thing is cleared up by the second day, but oddly enough, potassium iodide in that amount can also make the nose runny, but it's no longer mucousy because all the germs are gone. And never, ever take that for longer than 3 days, because it can suppress the thyroid.
Okay, sounds good. I'll have to try that then.
Okay, ma'am.
And I do thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and I hope that works for you. Remember, no more than 3 days if you use the iodide, and check for allergies, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, another thing that bothers me, see, I take a lot of vitamins. I don't eat a whole bunch, but...
Uh-oh.
I know it. but I do take a lot of vitamins, and they bother my throat, you know? My throat does not like the
I'm
stuff
sorry,
going
ma'am.
Down it like that.
Well, put them in the blender. Put them in a blender. Make a smoothie out of it. Your throat won't mind that.
Oh, okay.
That works for a lot
answer,
of people.
Then. Okay, thank
okay.
you much.
You're welcome,
bye-bye.
Ma'am. And bye-bye.